All right, we're gonna reconvene. Bringing us to item number 17, which is discussion for possible action. Update, discussion, and provide direction to county staff and lobbyists regarding SCR 11, formerly BDR 1109 and 1148, interim legislative committee to study innovation zone draft legislation and properly related matters. County Manager Osborne.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. This will be the last of the series of this letter. This is to really reaffirm the same letter that we have sent, I believe, 12 times now since April 4th of 2021. We still recommend that we maintain the same position that we support housing at Painted Rock in accordance with our master plan. We continue to support technology, cryptocurrencies, and other such technologies at a tri-center and otherwise it's allowed, and that we continue to oppose separatist local governments, such as what was recommended in the innovation zone legislation. And regardless of the status of the legislature or the interim committee, I would recommend henceforth that we maintain our current position on these matters. And then I also want to let you know, somewhat related, is I had sent Story County's letter pursuant to AB 240 in 2019, regarding orderly development and regional cooperation of Story County in the northwestern Nevada region. And then also Jeff Page from Lyon County had taken the letters from us, Carson, Douglas, and Lyon, and Washoe, and put them all into a comprehensive letter and sent that to all the folks at the legislature who were involved in AB 240. And that was the official letter of the region pursuant to that bill. So that is all done and everybody is conforming to that at this point. And then there is a motion prepared for you if you so choose, and happy to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you, Austin. Is there any public comment regarding item number 17 and this item? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, anything?
Nothing. Thank you, Jay.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
I have never been so happy to see an item removed from the agenda. We've talked about this a long time. But I do want to thank staff, our lobbyists, Vice Chairman Mitchell, County Manager Osborne, and any other staff in Story County that have worked diligently on this. I know it's taken a lot of time, I wanted to thank them for their time. I don't have anything else to say. So with that, please entertain a motion.
All right. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to direct county staff, lobbyists, and professional services to continue appropriate research, analyses, and action on SCR 11, the Innovation Zone Interim Study, which will best protect and represent the county, to continue opposing separatist government concepts and to promote economic and land development, including a PUD at Painted Rock through existing legal framework and the 2016 master plan of Story County, regardless of the status of the interim legislative committee.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Item number 18 is discussion for possible action. Discussion, public workshop, and possible direction to staff on formulating for future board actions on the fiscal year 2022-2028 Story County Capital Improvement Plan, including facilities, infrastructure, plans and studies, and equipment and vehicles. A final CIP draft will be considered for approval by the board at a later meeting. County Manager.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do have a larger format in the back of the room that you can see, a little bit better font. And then anybody that's on the Zoom meeting, of course, can Zoom on their computer and see it as big as they want. So we're continuing to work on the capital improvement plan for the county. I had anticipated that we would have a action item in front of you today. However, there's been some trickling comments coming in from staff and department heads, from members of the public and others. And then we also had a planning commission meeting a couple of weeks ago where they were quite interested in it. We went down at not quite line item by line item, but about a third of it, all the most important stuff, and discussed each of those for about an hour and 45 minutes. That was a public workshop. and where any member of the public could, you know, listen in and chime in and be quite familiar with the document after that meeting alone. So what I would ask for today is that we have one more workshop on it to make sure that the board and the public are comfortable with the document, where it's going. There are some adjustments that are still happening to the document. I would bring any of those amendments to you at the next meeting. An example of one is there's some vehicle rotation that is in there from some of the larger offices, like the sheriff, for example, that we've discussed in Public Works, that's not in this document, but would be in the next one. But most of the big stuff is in there. I wanted to go down, if you want, just a few of the highlights of what this is for the public and for this board to know what's coming as a recommendation. The priorities in this plan in general of hundreds of items between now and 2028 are water. We need to address numerous water issues on the Comstock with transmission and distribution, and they are outlined in there item by item. They include in Virginia City, Gold Hill, and in the Silver City area. Senior and community services and facilities to provide those, like the Lockwood Community Center, for example, is a priority. Emergency communications, 911 backbone and towers and network fiber, things like that, is a major item in there of importance. Government facilities, as far as like earthquake retrofitting the courthouse, getting electrical retrofits for this building, and addressing some of the other government facilities and office space and safety, those are of high priority. And then roads and drainages, probably drainages more in this plan, like the Lockwood and the Mark Twain plans, and the Lockwood and Mark Twain flood detention and diversion systems. Most of the roads are already in a capital improvement plan. They're updated periodically by Far West Engineering with Public Works, and that document would be incorporated in with this once it's approved and we get it into a different format. But that already exists. Some of the largest items in this: water is one of the most expensive with all the water distribution and transmission systems. Flood detention is massive, just Mark Twain alone, $10 million. Lockwood be another $10 million. The Painted Rock Bridge is in this, getting that updated to a minimum standard, about $10 million. Could be much more if it's updated to a larger standard to facilitate larger growth in that area. Lockwood bridges through Long Valley Creek are in there. Fire stations out at Tri-Center, that would be based on what Chief Longcar would need for his capital improvement plan to serve the Patrick area as well as to serve the south end of the park. I want to remind you that there are reimbursements or forgiveness that was built into the last STIP agreement negotiations with Roger Norman that'll help pay for that, but nevertheless, they're in the capital improvement plan. Seismic retrofits for certain buildings in the county, like St. Mary's Arts Center and this courthouse that are unreinforced masonry, are large. Regional animal shelter, we had talked about doing something like that in the past with Lyon and Carson City and Douglas, as a potential. That's in the 2030 for that reason. We still have lots of discussion to do on it. The Lockwood ramp going to Interstate 80, that would maybe not be in the jurisdiction of MDOT. That may also be based on a land transfer with Washoe County. There's lots of moving parts there, but that's a major item. And then the Lockwood, particularly the Lockwood Community Corporation Natural Gas Distribution Center or system, if legally allowable, which is being reviewed now, would be a major expenditure as well. I will let you know that the idea of this capital improvement plan is to distribute funds to all the communities across the county, none in particular. And then there's a special segment where you look at Virginia City as capital improvements for the community versus capital improvements for the facilities that all county residents use and enjoy. Ultimately, if the board takes action to approve this in January, I would propose it would be the second January meeting to allow just a little bit more refinement. Then Jennifer and our budget team would be integrating this into the budget, at least for the next 2 years. And then at this point, that's all I have. I'm happy to take any questions or comments from the public, as this is a workshop.
All right. Thank you, Austin. Is there any public comment regarding the capital improvement plan? I don't see any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No comments other than we've all been following this very closely. And it's a project whose time has certainly come. And thank you very much for all the effort, County Manager Austin Osborne. And I look forward to this project.
Agreed. Vice Chairman?
No, good to go. Thank you.
All right. As am I. Appreciate your hard work. So we got a motion on this one?
There is motion to direct staff, yes.
Okay.
So I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to direct staff to proceed with the draft capital improvement plan as presented by staff with the following, with no amendments at this time, and to bring a final draft CIP back to this board before the fiscal year 2022-23 budget season for possible final consideration and implementation.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Austin. Item number 19 is to recess to convene as the Story County Fire Protection District Board, bringing us to item number 20, which is a discussion for possible action. Discussion, possible workshop, and possible direction to staff on formulating the future board action to the fiscal year 2022-2028 Story County Fire District Capital Improvement Plan, including facilities and infrastructure, plans and studies, and equipment and vehicles. A final CIP draft will be considered for approval by the Fire Board at a later meeting. Chief Longcar.
Commissioners, Jeremy Longcar for the record. So I want to mirror a lot of what County Manager Osborne has said as we continue to work on this. And as we talked about it during the first workshop, we really did start off some needs and have grown quite a bit, especially following Commissioner Gilman's direction on there. While there's been little added at the time, it's going to actually grow quite a bit between now to the time you see it in the January meeting. A lot of our committees are still out right now, bringing back concerns because we have so many different areas. You know, we want to make sure that we're not missing items in our hazmat arena and just listening to communication. So those committees are still bringing information back to me presently. So we're plunking them in appropriate dates and times, price values and so forth. But you'll see we kind of attached two separate documents here. One that obviously is just a simple worksheet that's going to be easy to view, see what we want, and is broken down again with the capital improvement items as well as operational. The operational, those items are reoccurring. We put on a person, we pay for them every year. So those are some of our bigger ticket items. So I did want to separate those. The second document is going to be used, you know, internally and just being very open with all my staff. So something easy for them to reference, they can look at it, then kind of see what our plan is. So not just, you know, a new type 3 at Fire Station 71, but it kind of outlines the replacement of our current one, when we want to do it and what how we want to do that. So those are the two documents. And although they have grown some since the last time we viewed them, the biggest change is going to come over the next couple of weeks. We just received notice today that fire engines themselves will be going up 7% after January. And 7% on almost $1 million engines, quite a significant jump. So we're going to have to tweak these numbers. And kind of what I put in here is these are very ballpark. We're overshooting some just a little bit, anticipating that inflation over the years. But I would be welcome to any questions that any of you may have in reference to this. And hopefully it's it'll be together in a better, more final format come that January meeting.
Thank you, Chief. Is there any public comment regarding the fire CIP? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman?
No, I have no follow-up. Do you have any questions? Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
I was just going to ask, I think I saw in here the beginning of some pretty substantial facilities within a couple of years. Is that what we're looking at time-wise on hopefully starting to work on some of those facility projects?
Yes, and I'm glad you brought that up. That is one thing that I did fail to talk about. Me and County Manager Osborne did talk a little bit. All the county fire stations are owned by the county, not fire districts. So although I still reference them, we leave a lot of the financial side over still on the county CIP. So my take on the fire stations is that, yes, these are some of our bigger priorities. And just to throw out a couple examples here, one that's been on our existing CIP is Station 74, which is located directly in the floodplain. That also has its share of issues that we've since, you know, been patching it together, as well as 71. I mean, 71 is still my priority because we can't grow. We are very bound there. And as we are growing, we're feeling those pains right now. So the stations you'll see that are the 76, 77, those are all down in the tri-park. Those are really dependent on growth. You know, when do we say, okay, this is our trigger point in which we need to do this? So 75 services us down there right now, but as we can see, the growth is just going crazy out there and even further toward the county line. So that's getting outside of our response area. So these are things that could move very fastly to a priority, or we could continue to push them back. It's really based on growth.
Great. Thank you.
All right. I don't have any questions for you at this time, Fire Chief. So with that said, would you entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to direct fire staff to proceed with the draft capital improvement plan as presented by staff, and to bring a final draft CIP back to this fire board before the fiscal year 2022-23 budget season for possible final consideration and implementation.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Chief. Moving on to item number 21, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of a memorandum of understanding between Story County Fire Protection District and the Story County Firefighters Association Local 4227 as it pertains to the fire inspector position within the 2019 to 2023 collective bargaining agreement establishing salary and incentive provisions for the fire inspector. You can handle this with Toby.
Yeah, I can kick this off.
All right.
So this MOU is to clean up language identified within the CBA with Local 4227. They did recognize fire prevention within that CBA. So this was ensuring that we could change language specific to the fire prevention people as they were already recognized there. We met with the union. I will say this to Local 4227 and, you know, on record for them as well, but they were very good to work with. Very good to work with. This was a one and done meeting in which we shared a lot of the same opinions. And I think it's a good change for all of us within this agreement. And I'll open it up for Toby if she would like to chime in anything on that.
Toby, do you have anything?
Thank you. I think the chief covered everything we talked about earlier.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this MOU? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, anything?
I'm good to go, Mr. Chairman.
Vice Chair?
I'm good, thanks.
As am I. Would you entertain a motion then, please?
Yeah, I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the Memorandum of Understanding with the Story County Firefighters Association Local 4227, outlining changes relevant to the fire inspector position in the 2019 through 2023 collective bargaining agreement.
Second that motion.
There is a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Moving right along to item number 22 is to recess to convene as the Story County Liquor License Board, bringing us to item number 23, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible action to approve the second reading for the on-sale and cabaret license for the VCTC at Piper's Opera House, located at 12 North B Street, Virginia City, Nevada. The applicant is Denny Dotson. Sheriff.
We've completed a background investigation on this. As I said during the first reading, they do hold the license for office at the VCTC itself, this one being specific for Piper's. Nothing that would preclude them from having this license at Piper's Opera House.
Thank you for that, Sheriff. Is there any public comment regarding the second reading? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything regarding the second reading?
I'm good to go. Thank you.
Vice Chair, I'm good too. To entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the second reading for the on sale and cabaret license for Virginia City Tourism Commission at Piper's Opera House, 12 North B Street, Virginia City, Nevada. The applicant is Denny Dotson.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Sheriff. All right. Item number 24 is to adjourn to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners, bringing us to item number 25, which is discussion for possible action, consideration and possible action, approval of the second reading for general business licenses for the Virginia City Tourism Commission at Piper's Opera House at 12 North B Street, Virginia City, Nevada. Applicant is Denny Dotson. Sheriff.
Kind of redundant. I can repeat what I just said, but we recommend approval.
Thank you for that. Is there any public comment regarding this business license? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, anything?
I'm good to go. Thank you.
Vice Chair, you know the deal.
I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the second reading of the general business license for Virginia City Tourism Commission at Piper's Opera House, 12 North B Street, Virginia City, Nevada. Applicant is Denny Dotson.
I'll second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you, Commissioner.
All right, moving right along to item number 26, this discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of business license second readings, A through J. Is there any public comment regarding these business licenses? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, anything?
I'm good to go. Thank you.
Vice Chair?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
All right. Would you mind a motion, please?
Yeah, I move to approve the second reading of business licenses listed as items A through J on item 26 on our agenda today.
I'll second that motion.
All right. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Congratulations to all those business owners. Moving right along to item number 27 is public comment. Is there any public comment today? Not seeing any public comment brings us to item number 28, which is adjournment of all active and recessed boards on the agenda. Wish you all a Merry Christmas. Hope you have a safe and happy new year. And we will see you all on January 4th, 2022. This meeting is adjourned.